This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I feel like I've been on vacation. This is Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you'd like to call and join in the conversation. In the studio tonight, it is myself. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me,
it's Ian Freeman.
And we have a bunch of stuff to talk about. I'll just give you the teases, and then I'll save the one I want to kick off with for last. But German quarantine camps,
I got that one too,
are a thing.
Again,
yes. Hey, if you're good at something.
This time, it'll be fair and humane. Don't worry.
Somebody
learned their lessons.
Somebody in government thinks that government, that's the taxpayers, should fund deprogramming of citizens. This is specifically for folks this person or the government will deem are leading white supremacist.
So okay.
We can talk about that. Found dead, missing his heart after he was arrested. So a man was arrested, put into jail, and he was found dead, missing his heart, and of course the authorities have no explanation for what happened or how.
All right.
Americans are suffering from mass delusional psychosis because of COVID-19. I maintain that's an inaccurate statement and that it's because of government. Democrats in Congress are worried that their colleagues might kill them.
Really?
This is as a result of the, I don't know what we're calling it, the event at the Capitol.
Oh, okay.
They're calling the riot the, I'm calling it the egregious tourism.
Well, I would love to hear that the Congress people are actually turning against one another and actually, are afraid of each other. That'd be great.
According to...
I don't believe that.
According to the SEC, Facebook is responsible for facilitating 94% of child sexual abuse material reported online.
Yeah. Facebook?
I know. Yeah. It's the most popular thing, right? It's the most popular networking social media thing that exists.
Okay.
Right? Despite its recent exodus of people from, its banning of people and, Apple and Google getting involved, banning folks and stuff. It's still the number one grand poobah. But the SEC has done some sort of an investigation, and it says that Facebook is responsible for facilitating 94% of the child sexual abuse material reported online.
Wow.
So we could talk about that. But before we talk about any of that, we have talked about the Attilus Gym here on Free Talk Live many a time.
Mm-hmm.
And most recently...
That's the gym in New Jersey.
It's the gym in New Jersey who has reopened several times after the government closing it. And they're like, no, we're going to stay open. They recently had something like $172,000 seized by government that was their defense fund for their attorneys and that sort of thing.
Yeah, they just jacked it right out of the bank account.
Yeah.
The state of New Hampshire did, not the IRS, which normally what you hear
state
about
of
is...
New York. Right, not New Hampshire.
Did I say New Hampshire?
You did, yeah.
New Jersey is actually where they are.
Oh, sorry, New Jersey, yes. So at any rate, yes, the government has seized their bank account, and so that leaves them without any funding to pay for their defense, which, of course, they're going through court proceedings and that type of thing. So this popped up today via Jamie Redmond over at Bitcoin.com. Freedom Fighting Attilus Gym chooses to accept crypto donations. Bitcoin Cash.
All right.
I know, right? Bitcoin Cash supporters set up the gym with an uncensorable fundraiser. In other words, they have something. It's called, I'm trying to remember the name of it.
I'd only heard about it, but it's like some sort of Bitcoin Cash fundraiser.
Yeah, it's Flipstarter is the name.
Flipstarter.cash.
It's kind of like these other, you know, go fund yourself type of things, except it's crypto only.
I believe it is Bitcoin Cash only, isn't it?
That may be true. I'm not 100% sure. This is the first I've actually heard about it. I've been saying for a really long time that, boy, wouldn't it be great if there was some sort of a GoFundMe, but it was all crypto-based. And lo and behold, and
here it is.
Lo and behold,
the market has provided.
It does seem like a good idea, at least more than just me agrees, and I find it pretty great.
Yeah, I saw this story earlier today, and I went to go and donate to it, but then it said that there was you need to use Electron Cash, which I didn't have handy. So it's I think there's going to be a few steps involved in this, but it is nice that the thing exists, and that you know the problem with sites like GoFundMe, for instance, is that they're run by a bunch of statists.
Right.
So if you put a fundraiser up there and it crosses whatever arbitrary thresholds they have of being upsetting to somebody else on the website, and somebody reports it and says, oh no, this person isn't enough of a government lover or whatever, they will take it down and they will refund all of the donations to all the people who donated.
Yeah, there's a photograph here. It's one of their more famous ones of the two owners sort of kicking in the plywood after it was boarded up.
After they got released from jail.
Like, again, for the third time or whatever it was. And then the caption reads, after the co-owners of Attila's Gym in New Jersey appeared on TV and told the public that the state confiscated over $173,000.
Wow.
From the gym owner's bank account, Ian Smith revealed Attila's Gym has now set up a crypto wallet. Smith explained that a number of people didn't want to donate using the GoFundMe platform. So peer-to-peer electronic cash supporters created a proposal on the permissionless fundraising application known as Flipstarter, so that people can donate Bitcoin Cash toward the gym.
And, does that mean that... I presume that means that you cannot take these things down.
That is what seems to be indicated. The next headline or subheadline reads, Uncensorable Money Advocates Help Attila's Gym Owners.
I saw Roger Ver's name attached to this.
It is, and we'll get to that in just a second. Just recently, news.bitcoin.com reported on the Attila's Gym in New Jersey, owned by Ian Smith and his business partner, Frank Trombetti. Last week, Smith told the public that New Jersey Governor Philip Murphy seized the gym's legal defense funds during the gym owner's appeal process. Oh, that's nice. So you're going through the process, and then the state's like, oh, sorry, you're out of cash.
Well, I mean, the state is going to do whatever they can to hurt you, and in this case, the whole goal is to defund you so you can't pay your attorneys.
Right.
Because some people don't pay their attorneys up front. You know, attorneys are expensive.
Right.
And if you can afford to pay your attorneys up front, then it's always a good idea because the state likes to play little tricks like this. Because, you know, you're paying an attorney $200-$300 an hour or whatever, and, well, now you don't have any money left. So most attorneys, they're just in it for the money.
Right.
They're not in it for the glory. Right. Well, I mean, they might want the glory, but they're not in it, you know, just for the name recognition.
Yeah. The Attila's Gym co-owner appeared on Fox News with Tucker Carlson in order to tell his story. During Smith's conversation with Tucker, the two discussed accepting cryptocurrencies in order for the gym owners to protect themselves from another form of asset seizure. The Attila's Gym co-owner told Tucker that setting up a cryptocurrency account was a frequent recommendation. Following that story, Bitcoin.com founder Roger Ver shared a video on Twitter that explains what happened to the Attila's Gym owner's legal defense funds.
Mm.
Ver further explained in his tweet, quote, it's time for the world to switch from censorable banks and GoFundMe to uncensorable peer-to-peer electronic cash and Flipstarter Cash.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's sad, but it's true that people, unfortunately, they have to be pushed into new ideas. They have to be pushed into circumstances that will allow them to be open to hearing something new. And having your bank account emptied is a real good introduction to learning about cryptocurrency.
Well, they say necessity is the mother of invention.
Right.
And in this case, well, they have a big need. They're out of cash, and they would like to do a fundraiser to pay their attorney so they can win this damn thing.
Luckily, they didn't have to invent cryptocurrency or Flipstarter.cash. That was already ready
ready to go.
Yeah. And, you know, kudos to the folks who are providing these services. They have raised some money already, and we'll tell you more about that.
And we'll tell you how to donate, too.
We will. 603-283-6160 is our number. If you would like to join the conversation, we've got more Free Talk Live for you coming up.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.fm.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And we've been talking about a little bit of news from Bitcoin.com about the Attilus Gym in New Jersey, who have been arrested multiple times, the owners, for keeping their gym open, for not following, you know, whatever the mandates that the governor is handing down in Jersey, repeatedly reopening their gym because they've had enough and they're not going to take it anymore. And so the state's latest move was to seize over $173,000 from their bank account, which they were going to use for their defense fund. And so instead, some folks involved with cryptocurrency, including Roger Ver, have come forward with something called Flipstarter.
By the way, Roger Ver is the sponsor of Bitcoin.com. So yes, he's the one behind, a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. Kudos to him for backing these guys up. I mean, the Attilus Gym has been, I would say, the most noteworthy, the most inspiring of all of the American businesses thus far.
Yeah.
They've fought harder and longer than anyone has, I think, so far in the last 12 months. It's been amazing.
Yeah, so we'll tell you more about what's going on there, but first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. First up, we have Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
I don't think you put him on the air.
Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's going on?
Hello?
Hey, we have you now.
Hello?
We have you.
Okay. So there's news from Yahoo News is reporting on something that happened in New Hampshire. Apparently, a young lady graduated from college and moved into a tiny house on her parents' property. And 6 months later, received an eviction notice from the town.
From the town, oh boy.
And so she took her case to the zoning board, and it denied her request. She was forced to leave her parents' property and her tiny house.
Wait, what town was this?
This was in Hampton Falls, New Hampshire.
Wow. Oh, no. So does that mean she has to actually move her home or demolish it?
Well, I may have misspoken. I'm not sure if she had to leave the house. She may have had to take the house somewhere, but she had to move out, as was what is what the article says.
Did the town give any reason for the eviction?
The zoning gods.
I don't know. It's probably some zoning thing, obviously, since she went before the zoning board.
Yeah, it's a bunch of snooty know-it-alls who believe they know how you should have your property run, how you should, or what things you're allowed to build on what you thought was your property. But no, it turns out it's actually the property of these busybodies, and they get to decide.
Now, I know that government in general frowns upon anybody trying to live frugally. That is to say, the tiny home movement, folks who are, we'll call them living remotely, van dwellers, that type of thing, even going so far as to harass and make retired folks who just want to travel the country in their RV after retirement jump through many, many different hoops and pay many, many different fees. And it's all because, you want to do things a little bit different than other people, and they don't want you to.
Well, any town with the name Hampton in it is usually a rich person's town. So,
oh, yes, my place in the Hamptons.
Right. I'm just going to guess that this town is full of a bunch of upper-crust, uppity people who just want to tell. They got nothing better to do with their time. These Karens are sitting around at home feeling like they have some sort of say in what you do on your property. And somebody comes along with an affordable home and like, oh, God, our property values, we can't have someone building a one-room structure here. You must have at least 6 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms, 4-story. You know, I mean, these people. That's where this comes from. It comes from the desire for human beings to control their neighbors, and it's sick. It's a sickness that inflicts so many humans, and it's something that we need to get over if we ever want to have freedom.
Yeah, far be it for anybody to get a leg up on this planet and, you know, try and build a life. Go ahead, Dave.
In 2005, we had a similar situation in Hampton proper, which is, you know, not exactly the same location.
It's right next door.
A young lady being, you know, getting in trouble for living, you know, above her mother's house or something like that in a room. Right. You know, I think the fact that there was a kitchen sink got everybody up in arms. And but in those days, we didn't have YouTube and stuff, and I guess we're not going to have it. Soon enough, we probably won't have it again. But anyway, back in those
How's
days.
How's your YouTube going, Dave? Didn't they freeze your account for a week?
Yes. However, I don't know what its current status is. I haven't logged in a couple of weeks. I'm about to log in to upload some bids, and we'll see if it still exists.
All right. Well, keep us updated, David. We appreciate the call. Let us know how it turns out.
Thanks.
Yeah, that is. It is sad that government can't allow folks to, you know, live the way they want. You know, try and get a leg up. You know, it is expensive to get housing. Rent is through the roof almost everywhere these days, some places more than others. Property values, you know, taxes are at an all-time high, near as I can tell.
See, the thing I really love about the Attila's Gym guys, to tie this into the same this story here, is that they are willing to put their freedom on the line.
Yes.
They were willing to go to jail. They're willing to have their business boarded up by the government, locks changed, which they subsequently undid and broke back into their own business heroically. But they were willing and are willing to see this, as he describes it, see this through, to go all the way with this. And what's useful about that, because first of all, it's going to likely destroy, as we've seen, their business. I mean, they just had their bank account raided to the tune of $170,000. So, I mean, that's a pretty destructive thing. It's great that there's a fundraiser and we can talk more about that. But, I mean, they're putting it all on the line. And what's really useful about what they're doing is they are showing people, like, you know, the canary in the coal mine, hey, look, this is what you've gotten yourselves into. This is what happens when you do not cooperate with this criminal enterprise known as government. They will do their best to ruin you. And all business owners know this at some level. They must know it.
Yeah.
Now, whether they know how, you know, desperate and just awful the state is as far as what tactics it will use.
They probably don't know the depth of it. They probably are just, when they hear the states come, they go, oh, gosh, I better do whatever I got to do to avoid these guys.
They may not realize that the state will actually come into your bank account and take everything you have, every single penny. So that's how bad and how desperate these state people are, and that's what's useful about what the Attila's Gym is doing. If these folks with the tiny home would do the same thing, I mean, I understand you don't want to lose your home. I get it. But if you did, then at least you would have the news of the town of North or whatever, Hampton Falls,
Hampton Falls,
in and destroying somebody's home and throwing them in a prison cell. And if more people would do this, they wouldn't have enough prison cells for everybody.
That is a fact. 603-283-6160. More coming up.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch a ditch, and they started to put weight on.
Dinovite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
the D.C. National Guard commanding general says no chances are being taken as they prepare for the presidential inauguration Wednesday. Major General William Walker says about 21,000 guardsmen are on the ground in the nation's capital as of Monday. The threat for violence extends outside of Washington, D.C.
There is a lot more online chatter, if you will, that has come up since January 6th, but I would point out that a lot of that chatter isn't capital, nation's capital focused. It's more general across the country.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris says she and Joe Biden are ready to do the work ahead of Inauguration Day.
I am very much looking forward to be sworn in as the next Vice President of the United States, and I will walk there to that moment proudly with my head up and my shoulder back.
You're listening to USA Radio News. After letting a virus leave its country and cause a pandemic across the world, China's economy is continuing to rebound.
Chinese officials said Monday that their GDP expanded by 4.9% in the third quarter from a year earlier, putting China's economy back toward its pre-coronavirus levels. The Wall Street Journal says China revived its economy in three stages. First, by shutting down most economic activity. In April of 2020, authorities got factories revved up again, allowing exports to increase. Then in the third quarter, authorities began encouraging consumers to venture out and open up their wallets. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A California man is under arrest for felony criminal trespassing after they say he lived inside O'Hare International Airport in Chicago for 3 months. Prosecutors saying Aditya Singh has made his home at O'Hare since mid-October because he was scared to fly because of the coronavirus. The man taken into custody Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. It is the Monday night edition. Our telephone number, if you would like to join the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And it's Ian.
And we've been talking about this article from Bitcoin.com regarding the Attilus Gym and the uncensorable fundraiser that they're doing for these guys since the state decided to seize $173,000 from their bank account directly.
It's brutal.
Leaving them with no fundage for their legal defense fund. And we'll talk more about that. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Scott calling from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Captain Kickass and Ian. Thank you for taking my call. You know, I am so... I'll just spit it out. I hate the United States government. It is evil. And this Martin Luther King Day, where Dr. King fought against racial injustice, how about economic injustice in the United States? How about the 1% that control the other 99%, and we get less than crumbs? They forget about no money. They've taken away our dignity, and they have literally pushed us into a corner. But I wanted to run a few ideas by you.
Well, and it's going to get worse before you do that.
It's going to get much worse.
Because the federal government printed trillions of dollars in 2020 alone, and you've already got another $2 trillion on the way, is what I believe Biden has proposed for kicking off his term, his reign, after King
it's
Trump.
More appropriate to you.
Yeah, after King Trump leaves. Of course, some people believe that Trump is actually going to be inaugurated on Wednesday, which is pretty hilarious.
That's a pipe dream.
Yeah, it is.
What are your ideas,
David? That's a pipe dream.
Tell us your idea, or Scott, what are your ideas?
But I'd like to say this. The second great, this good news, gentlemen, on the horizon, this is the good news. This evil, rotten government, and everyone who's listening, is going to collapse literally upon its own weight. It's not a question of if, it's only a matter of when, and when is coming very soon. We're in a second great depression.
It sure looks like it's getting there, right? I mean, look at the 25,000 troops. And by the way, there was a headline today that the actual U.S. military, so they've been using National Guard, and those are like the part-timers, right?
Right.
Like the full-on, full-time military is now being brought in. I think it was like several hundred troops from the actual active branches of the military. Yeah, so like there's actual real military troops in the streets now at this point.
Isn't there something, you know, in the laws that says that you're not supposed to use military troops on...
That's true. It's called, was it Posse Comitatus? Is the prohibition on using the military as a policing force. But I suspect that doesn't apply in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
That's just my guess.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Scott, you said you had some ideas. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do. So, you got 80 million to 100 million Americans unemployed. That's the way I figure it.
Mm-hmm.
So many people have given up, demoralized, millions of homeless. This is going to explode, gentlemen, three ways. You're going to have A, a revolution, B, civil war, or C, some sort of a massive insurrection. But if the American people had a backbone and there's no money and they're shutting down restaurants with this phony COVID, which is a hoax in my opinion, have a massive tax revolt, and people would live off the grid and bug out. And I have an idea that you're going to find obnoxious, but I'm going to say it anyway. We need a massive army of people to overthrow the U.S. government. And the problem is it's a massive coalition, and you're going to laugh the people that I would assemble. I don't know if they could ever get along with each other, but if they hated the U.S. government enough, an army of coalition made up of Proud Boys, Boogaloo Boys, white supremacists, Klansmen, neo-Nazis, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Hell's Angels, ex-military.
So you're saying that people should drop their differences and unite against the government is what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, what do you want to see happen? I mean, are you looking for something more extreme, for instance, than what happened at the Capitol a couple of weeks ago?
This is what I'm looking for. I won't sugarcoat it. I'm looking for the overthrow of the United States government, which I consider a Zionist occupied government. And before you get upset with that terminology, there's a reason why I call it that. How about funding Israel, trillions of dollars lost in the Middle East, trillions of dollars given to Wall Street controlled by Goldman Sachs?
There's no doubt that there are a lot of pro-Israel congresspeople and things like that. And I don't think any government anywhere should be getting any foreign aid.
Yeah, certainly. Foreign aid is a thing that
period.
I disagree with across the board. No other nation should be getting aid from us when, you know, this particular country is so far in debt.
But, Scott, while I do not agree that violence solves problems. I do agree that it's a good idea that people should drop their differences and turn, I would say, peacefully against the government. And when I say that, I mean to not cooperate. Like we were talking about this lady with a tiny home. She should just build her tiny home and tell the government gang to go pound sand.
Yeah.
And that's what more people ought to do. And then they should back each other up when the time comes.
That's the important part, is that these people who put their differences aside need to start backing each other up when it comes to standing up against government. If they can do that, then there's a chance for real change, for an actual monumental societal change to happen.
And people could use things like crypto cryptocurrency like this, purportedly this Flipstarter, which I'm still trying to get to work.
Yep.
But you know, to use this to kind of as a sort of unofficial insurance policy. You can't legally sell insurance against the government. You'll be shut down and targeted, and you'll be looked at as a competing gang.
So. Mass disobedience combined with backing each other up and treating the government like the gang that it is. Right now, that's going to mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So there's some variety within that. You know, to me, sounds like a winning combination. Now, Scott, you had mentioned, you know, a revolution. Now, generally, that means somebody wants to, you know, take
over. For an overthrow.
Well, an overthrow, but generally that also means somebody wants to, like, replace it with something. I don't want to replace it with anything. I want to replace it with free will and cooperation between people. What do you want to replace it with, Scott?
This is what I want to replace it with. First, let me answer that question before I get to it.
Yeah.
This government is so evil, and I'm not being melodramatic. It is so evil. I don't fear China. I go to bed at night. I don't fear China at all. I fear the United States. You saw what they did to that man in New Jersey, drained his bank account. They can do anything they want. They will send IRS agents to your door. They can do anything, get you on trumped-up charges. What do I want to replace it with? No, I don't want a Nazi government. But what I do want is this. I want a government that is a free of Jewish influence. I want a government where we're not tied to Israel, where we're not sending American boys to die for Israel. I want a government where our media is not controlled and strangled by Jews.
His phone is getting progressively worse, getting hard to understand.
I don't want a government that's controlled by Wall Street, that gets trillions of dollars and our government officials are held beholden to Goldman Sachs.
How about just not having a government? Because all the things that you're talking about, you know, are results of the fact that power is centralized and people who, especially those who have incredible wealth, like Wall Street and, you know, Israel and all these other people, that they're attracted to it, you know, like moths to a flame. I mean, they want to be in that power. They want to be part of that. They want to have influence over it.
They want their precious.
And as long as there is power to be had, they are going to do what it takes to ensure that they are the ones who wield it and that it is not being wielded against them. And that's always going to happen, no matter what form of government you know, you may create. So the best form of government is that which doesn't exist.
If you want to eliminate these problems, and I know directly they come from, You would have to neutralize George Soros, find neutralize, have him incarcerated, put away, and also the Rothschild family. And you may find that that's crazy. No, it's not, because their power extends throughout the world. For example, Soros.
Putting somebody who's powerful in jail isn't going to change anything. I mean, there's plenty of gangsters who have successfully run their criminal enterprises from inside jail cells.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Scott. We appreciate it.
So that's not going to change it.
Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation, we've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves to talk about whatever's on your mind. Our telephone number for you to join is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And it's Ian.
And Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important, world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. And in fact, Bitcoin.com is where our lead story for this evening originated from a guy who writes over there named Jamie Redmond. He's a terrific writer, and he does his homework as well. And we'll talk more about that. But first, let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
There's an interesting article, an editorial by Calvin Woodward of the Associated Press, appearing in the Minneapolis Star Tribune, probably other newspaper websites as well, about what a pathological liar Donald Trump is. Deceptions in the time of the alternative facts president. And you wonder why people believe all the outrageous lies that he tells, when he tells one lie after another, and then the same lie over and over again.
Like every other president.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is you're describing not only Trump, but you're describing Obama, you're describing Carter, you're describing Clinton, you're describing Bush 1 and 2.
And the lesser politicians as well.
Yeah, you're describing every mayor, every governor, you know, even city folks, you know, representatives of your town. They all lie because they want the power.
And the reason people learn, you know, his supporters learn to believe the obvious lies. I mean, we're talking obvious lies. Even when he's been caught in a lie, mm-hmm. he just sticks with it anyway. And that is because, see, they learn it from the politically correct crowd, where they come up with this outrageous lie that, let's say, a girl is disappointed that she's not a boy, or vice versa, and pretends to be one. A boy pretending to be a girl, the lie is that if he pretends hard enough, then he becomes a girl, and that therefore he has the right to take a shower in the girls' locker room after gym class. And if you dare to say that he's a boy when it's the truth, truth is treason in the empire of lies, and it's...
I gotta say, I didn't expect a conversation about lying politicians to be spun into an attack on trans people, but
followed by a Ron Paul quote.
Yeah. You look, the difference with the trans thing versus politicians is regardless of what you think about trans people, right? I mean, everybody has their opinion or whatever. Personally, you can be whoever you want to be. I don't care. I'll respect your choice. I'm just not going to call you a they. Okay? That's what I'm not going to do. But, you know, you can be whoever you want to be, and it doesn't hurt anybody. If you believe that somebody is a trans person, if you are someone who believes that that person is telling a lie to themselves, well, then it doesn't actually damage you. It doesn't damage their neighbor. It doesn't damage anyone else. So the difference there, of course, is politicians, when they lie, well, it hurts people. Right? Well, everything they do hurts people.
And the same kind of goes for religion. Everybody thinks that their religion is the one religion that's correct. And so if these people are correct in that assumption, then all of the other religions are just people lying to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you have these people... they want to use the girls' locker room, which is an invasion on privacy, or they want to join the girls' track team when he's
well, then
a boy.
Really, it's none of your business, honestly. It's the decision of the track team. It's the decision of the gym. It's the decision...
Well, and the individual who wants
right.
to be, you know, whatever they want to be.
Well, yeah, but if I, as a gym owner, don't want that, you know, person to be using a different bathroom, then I can tell them I don't want their business, you know, and this is not an issue for you to really have any input on, unless you're somebody who goes to that gym and you want to try to influence that gym owner in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Now,
I don't get it. I don't understand why people are so obsessed with what people, you know, want to believe about their genetics or...
Yeah, I don't understand the issue.
Genitals.
Getting back to your original point, Tom, about politicians lying, you can't be a politician without lying. We have a very long and storied tradition here in the United States of America and all across the globe with politics in general. You know, anybody that claims to have some sort of representative form of government, here's what happens. They go campaign. They tell a bunch of lies to get into the office, and then they don't fulfill any of those promises.
Oh, yeah, it's campaign promises, but not static lies, you know, continuing ongoing.
They're still lies.
After lie.
They're still lies. They even lie after they get in the office. So I appreciate the call, Tom. You know, say anything to get elected, do anything to stay in. That's the modus operandi for politicians, right? It is a power grab. They want to control you. They want to be your king. They want to be your dictator. They want to be the person in the chair telling you how to behave and what to do.
They do. It's sick. Just like Tom, he wants to tell people what their gender is. I don't, you know, who cares?
Yeah. All right. Circling back to this story from Bitcoin.com. Regarding the Attilus Gym, Roger Ver shared a Flipstarter fundraising link with a video that was called Attilus Gym Patriots Bitcoin Cash Fundraiser. The Flip, Flipstarter fundraiser aims to raise approximately 42 Bitcoin Cash, or more than $20,000 using today's BCH exchange rates. BCH is Bitcoin Cash, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
At the time of publication, the Attilus Gym Flipstarter had raised 24.96 Bitcoin Cash, or BCH. That's just over $12,000 so far. That was at the time of publication of this article, which was earlier today.
Nice.
So the Attilus Gym co-owner also tweeted about the help that his business received from BCH proponents looking to assist the gym. And he said, "These guys are incredible. They heard about what happened with the illegal asset seizure and helped the Attilus Gym set up a crypto wallet and have started a fundraiser for us. Once again, showing that people can take care of each other way better than big government can." And
I love this guy. He's fantastic.
Yeah. And it's true. I mean, if that's one of the premises that I operate on, which is the belief that people certainly can take care of each other way better than big government can. Because what happens when big government or government in general fails to take care of people? People.
They die.
Get together. Well, people die, but people get together to solve the problem that government didn't
solve. If they're not prohibited from doing that by the state.
Correct.
Because sometimes, like, the state will arrest you for doing something as simple as filling a pothole.
Right. But we've seen time and time again, when there's some sort of a crisis, people will voluntarily get together to help solve that crisis, whether it's through donations, whether it's through direct action, you know, something like a hurricane comes through, right? We see thousands of people get in their cars, they, you know, if they got skills, they start headed towards the area because they know these people need relief. They don't do this because the government goes, "Hey, Bob, we know you got some power tools and you're a general contractor. Gonna have to ask you to go down to where the hurricane just hit and put in some time." No, that's not how it works. People just, they get motivated to help other people because they have compassion, which is one thing government does not have.
No, and we don't have to go too far back in time to find examples where the federal government stood in the way of people trying to help in disaster areas. Remember Hurricane Katrina?
That's true.
Yeah, when I think it was Walmart tried to send trucks full of water and ice to help out, and the government turned them around.
Yeah. Yeah.
And doctors tried to come down there and help out, and oh, they couldn't help unless they went through some bureaucracy.
You're not certified to help.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are dying, and the government's like, "Oh, no, you don't have a license." It's dumb. In another tweet, the Attilus Gym co-owner said that a number of people who wanted to donate to our cause did not want to use the banks or GoFundMe. So I believe this is at BCashy. Set us up with a crypto-based fundraiser. Big shout-out to these guys, Smith added. A number of BCH supporters were thrilled to hear about Attilus Gym being set up with a crypto account and a fundraiser on Flipstarter. And I think that that is all fantastic. We'll post up a link to that on our social media as well if you are interested in donating. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up, 603-283-6160.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.